The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Somebody in this studio needs some pest control. Who's out there that can help us out? Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
All right. So what's happening, Ant? What's going on with your Ant problem?
It's wild to me how everything can happen while you're doing nothing. So I was sitting on my couch enjoying my evening. And then next thing you know, I go to grab one of my favorite drinks, a favorite beverage of all time, Arnold Palmer, because I'm going Coca-Cola free at the moment.
Oh, so are you going to get the iced tea and the lemonade?
Double the sugar?
Yeah, double the sugar. Sugar, less the carbonation. It's all good, dog.
The carbonation is what's hurting you.
It's the sugar.
Whatever it is, I'm winning a moral battle is what I thought. And so I go to grab the jug of Arnold Palmer. Next thing I know, it slips out of my hand. Boom, drops right on my MacBook charger.
No.
Now, when it dropped, the gallon jug dropped facing up. So I thought it dropped and it was fine.
Until I picked
it up and realized that the corner of the MacBook Pro charger punctured the bottom of the jug. So now as I'm picking it up, it just explodes. Boom. And there's about a 3/4 gallon jug of Arnold Palmer all over my studio apartment. It's now a tea, you know. It's a wave and a tsunami.
It's just a lake of tea.
Yeah, I just got all kinds of tea all over my apartment, and I've been cleaning that for the past week. And everywhere I go, I find new levels of stickiness all over.
Don't you despise that when you put your foot down?
Yes, dude.
Is your shoe making that noise?
I had to deep clean my Birkenstocks because they were super sticky. Everywhere I walked, they were just sticky, sticky, sticky. It makes me have an appreciation for an old school mop. You know, there's all these different evolutions when it comes to the mop and cleaning.
Do you have one of those spinny mops?
Well, I had the ones where you put the little pads on. They work. Not for something like this.
Not for a deep clean.
The old school mop, dude.
I know. The one you wring out.
Yes.
Saw your mama, your grandma wringing it out.
Give me that pine saw, baby.
With a rag
I'm going to have to get down on the baseboard.
I actually just had a little accident myself, Anthony. You took me back to 3 days ago. I was making tuna fish for us at the house. Ooh, okay, we really are eating healthy. And I needed a pickle, and I have the big jar, the big giant jar of best made dill pickles, the best pickles on the planet. Reach my hand in there, because that's how you're supposed to do it. The math wasn't math, and the vinegar just came all out, all over.
Failed you.
I did, Automatic. Luckily, I do all my work when I do this kind of messy work near the sink. So everything went into the sink,
there
only like 10% onto the ground. It was easy to clean.
But the smell of pickles,
I had to clean it up right away. You're right.
What I had to point out to Dana was, did you notice how I didn't freak out on you because you dropped something?
Oh my gosh.
I was like, oh, do you need some help? Oh my God, I can't believe you're destroying my kitchen. What are you doing with your life?
Because I cleaned my mess up. What did you do this morning, Automatic?
I cleaned my trail.
Trail of mess all over the house.
My mom always used to say, if you can't find merit, look for his trail.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we are shouting out all the people who fulfill the orders and the desired hungers of our young youth. It is National School Lunch Hero Day.
Oh,
shout out to Lunch Lady.
And a lunch men.
Yeah, and the lunch ladies and the lunch men. I actually had one that was so cool with me because my Nana would send me lunch every day. And I'll be honest, I'm embarrassed to say it, but I used to be embarrassed of the food. And sometimes this woman would give me a school lunch.
Oh,
I know. So I could just be like everybody else and eat that gross cafeteria food.
I was a free lunch kid, and the girl that would take care of the money, she never made me feel bad about not having money.
That's cool because people that do get free lunch, at times, you're separated. In my school, they used to put those kids in one line and people that paid in another.
So when I first started elementary, there was a free lunch line, and then there was the paid line, and then they realized that caused some embarrassment, so they combined them.
See, your lady saw that even before.
Yep.
They did that. All right, shout you out today.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Erica, she sent me a direct message because her boyfriend, Kevin, she suspected was talking to somebody else, okay? But after I spoke to her, they got together when they were with other people. They were in separate relationships. So it could have been possibly that
there's
she was
just... There's a trust issue going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, she's in her own head. But unfortunately, she was right. It went down in the DM.
Do a little day drinking, you know, bar hopping.
I don't know what else to say.
What's going on?
Hey, your girlfriend's on the phone. This is... I don't even know who Brandy is. My name is Dana Cortez. Yeah. Erica.
How could you, Kevin? How did you do this to me? I lost friends on...
Chill.
You said I was different.
Oh, my heart right there when she said, I lost friends over this because her friends told her. Her friends said, Kevin's not a good guy. Kevin cheated on his girlfriend, even though Erica was with a guy. The guy Erica was with was not a good person. So they wanted her to move away from him. And I think Erica convinced herself that Kevin was in a bad relationship, and so they were going to save each other.
Mm-hmm.
And could you, I mean, you're single. I mean, if you met somebody who says, I'm in a bad relationship, but I'm getting out, could you date him?
No, I could not at all, because they're still currently committed to that person. So I would just kind of personally avoid that. I think that would be not a red flag. That's a red light. That's a stop right there. That's a train. Trains are coming. Don't cross the bridge. Don't do that at all. I would never do that. And also, it broke my heart to hear her say, you told me I was different, because I'm pretty sure that's the game he was running on her when he was in a relationship and telling her it's going to be different between me and you.
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason right there is something why I personally wouldn't do it, because I just know you're already on a rocky foundation to begin with.
You feel like that was a line he uses. You're different.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like, 100%. It's one of those things that people
I think it can work, though. About.
Automatic what?
I think it can work. I think that sometimes you're in a bad relationship, in a bad situation. I know personally I was in a relationship I didn't want to be in anymore, and I kept trying to break it off over and over and over, and she just wouldn't take no for an answer. And then I finally just started seeing somebody else, and I was like, hey, I'm with somebody else. I'm not with you anymore. I think that was the only thing that made her understand that I wasn't going to be with her. I was just trying to say, hey, you know, I really do want to be friends with you, but our relationship is not going to work out.
And your relationship worked out because you're with me. I mean, that's kind of hard to talk about, though, because I know I tell my friends, he did it to her, he's going to do it to you. That's not universally true, but I think
for the most part it is, but it's not every time.
Not every time. You listen to Kevin. Here's the difference. Kevin was using these smooth lines, pretty much trying to get his way with Erica, right? She's in tears. She was invested in this. You and I, it's different. You know, you're my best friend. You were my best friend for a very long time. I knew you weren't trying to run game. Two kids, and I've been married before. You know, my life was pretty different than yours. I don't recommend it, though. I don't recommend for anyone to get into a relationship with somebody who's with somebody else. And here's why. Because you're the bench warmer. You're not the starter. You're the bench warmer.
There was trust issues in the beginning of our relationship.
I know that. And rightfully so, because it's not nice to do that kind of thing. There's a lack of self-respect to a certain extent, even on my part, because you...
I don't think I was lacking self-respect. I think that I was trying to tell somebody without... I wasn't mean enough.
You do not have to be mean. You just have to cut it off. And
no,
Anthony,
there are people... I've been in numerous relationships where the girl just won't take no. That she doesn't understand.
Anthony, this sounds like a big excuse to me, because when I broke up with my ex, I just didn't answer the phone. I blocked those calls. I didn't accept any emails. In fact, the time I finally ended up talking to him...
what do you do when they start saying, oh, I'm going to hurt myself. I'm going to do this. I'm going
to call their mama and you say you need to come get your child. That's what you do.
I did do that, actually.
I don't want to focus on the aspect that automatic couldn't cut things off, because at first I'm like, come on, man, just break up with her. But then sometimes I think about it and I'm still in a gym membership that I haven't been to in 2 years. So sometimes
thank you,
it's just hard to cut things off. It happens sometimes. I get it, automatic, and you don't want to be rude to a person, and you try to, you know, I understand all that. And then in the long run, the truth ends up coming out to be anyway. But I think what you guys are saying, though, is that when you guys got together, there was just a genuine friendship. The intention was friendships from the beginning.
Yes,
and then
it
blossomed into
it was. You're right. There was absolutely nobody thinking that it would ever become the marriage it has. And I'm so glad it did, because you're my best friend, automatic.
You're my best friend, too. Aww.
Can it work? Are you in a relationship that you got in when you were with somebody else?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We know that Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner split up a long time ago, right? And they're still great at co-parenting, but I think that she might be marrying Timothée Chalamet.
Oh.
I'll explain why after Anthony gives us famous people's birthdays.
We have David Beckham celebrating his birthday, DC Youngfly, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson celebrating his birthday as well.
So we have to take it back a little bit. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott actually split up because he didn't want to get married. She wanted to get married, and that's okay. She's
they
like,
have
that's
two
fine.
Kids together, right?
Yeah, they have two children together, and they're great parents. They really are good at co-parenting. It seems like they've reached a good place in their relationship. But she has been out and about with Timothée Chalamet like she's never been with anybody in a long time. They were up at the Lakers game in the front row, right on the court side, not holding back. And it wasn't like this awkward display. It looked very natural. She's holding his hand. She's laughing. He's laughing. They're kissing. They're into the game. She looks comfortable. And most importantly, Timothée Chalamet looks comfortable. I didn't realize how tall he is. You know, she's a tall woman. He towers over her.
Yeah, she's a tall woman.
She's beautiful. And he's beautiful. And they look good together. The way she's acting, though, and where she is in her life and where he is, I think he's going to propose to this woman. I really do.
I don't think so. I think it's going the opposite way. I think she's trying hard to latch on to him because his star is only rising. And
I mean, I feel like hers is falling and his is going up.
Well, I don't,
hers is not falling, DJ Automatic.
She's always going to be famous. I don't think she's ever going to not be in the limelight. But this is a whole different situation than I think with Travis, right? Like Charlamagne, or not Charlamagne, Timothy Chalamet has very, you know, mass appeal. And everyone loves this guy. He's a talented actor.
He is. But what is that?
I saw that Bob Dylan movie recently and I'm sold.
I don't want to talk about that because you watch it without me, DJ Automatic.
Like Leonardo DiCaprio and then Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, like that?
Yeah, he's a really good actor.
But what does that have to do with him not wanting to get with her permanently? I think he doesn't care. You should see these photos. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. It is evident the way he's looking at her. He loves her. He is in love with this woman, and they don't care what anybody says anymore. He is walking hand in hand with her down the court, and she's feeling him.
Yeah, well, just like the Lakers, they're going to get eliminated. This explains why the Lakers got bounced quickly. Because
LeBron's going to get traded. Yeah. It's over.
Go check the photo one more time at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Taking snacks to your kid's school. It's just something that moms do. It's something we do, moms and dads. Well, a Texas mom, her name is Teresa Isabel Bernal, she's in jail because she took her kid's class Jello shots with alcohol inside of them.
Oh.
Now, Teresa claims that she bought them on Facebook Marketplace. She says she has all the receipts. They had whipped cream on top. She really thought they were just snacks. I don't know if it's true or not. Kids started spinning.
Yeah, one kid
started getting sick.
Six of them.
Yeah.
He threw up.
He had to go to the nurse's office. Then two teachers decided, we're going to taste these. And they recognized that they had alcohol in them. And then they reported the mom for bringing the Jello shots.
Facebook Marketplace visitor. And I would never buy any snacks off of Facebook.
I wouldn't buy food off Facebook ever.
Yeah, that's wild. That's where, like, at first.
And then to take it to a kid's classroom?
Yeah.
That's where she started off wrong.
Well, that's probably because she didn't have time to make something. So she's like, all right, I found something here. I can just pick it up.
It takes a little bit of time to look for snacks on Facebook Marketplace.
I don't know. Maybe it was a friend of a friend who's like hurting and buy some Jello shots from my friend. And she just had no idea that there would be alcohol in them.
I mean, who knows? It does sound like a mistake you could make.
My thing is that how do the kids not realize that they tasted gross? Because Jello shots are disgusting.
Not the best.
With strawberries and whipped cream on top of them, that might disguise some of the vodka taste.
It could.
There was Smirnoff in there. I don't think you're disguising much of that. I still remember the first time that I tasted eggnog. And it was like, my gosh.
That was your first exposure to alcohol?
It was so gross to me. It had like this throw up aftertaste. Yeah. I don't know how to describe it. It was disgusting.
The holiday season does have a lot of undertone alcoholic flavors in it.
It does.
Because I also do remember the first time I tried those little chocolate rum balls. Did your family ever do those?
I know what you're talking about.
Yes, dude. I just remember the first time I had a bucket full of those at my step grandma's house.
So gross.
Put my hand in, so excited.
Like, what is this chocolate?
So my mom and dad, and this is weird to me now as an adult. I didn't think it was weird when I was little.
Why,
but
automatic?
When we'd have like Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving, my mom and dad would give us wine. When I was like 6, 7, 8 years old, I remember they
would serve you real wine?
Everyone would get a little bit of wine.
How European of you.
There you go, brother. Like, as an adult, I would never, ever do that with my kids.
Automatic, that's a little strange. Yeah, you're right. My aunt used to open up the sparkling grape juice.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because that way it looked like we were drinking.
You would have thought they would have done that.
Champagne, like everybody was toasting, and so we could toast with our sparkling grape juice. I don't know.
Do parents still do the like vodka on a gum lip thing, or is that not? Is that...
Yeah, I did. Don't judge me. And it wasn't vodka, it was brandy.
What are you talking about?
When Ava Maddox was teething, I said, I'm going to get some of this and just rub this on her gum.
Rub it on the gum, very little bit.
I think a lot of people do that, though.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah.
We normally don't talk about it in public, Anthony, okay? Thank you very much for bringing that up on the radio.
Remember the first time you ever like took a drink of your parents' adult drink and then realized it wasn't for kids?
Coffee. Disgusting. Coffee.
My dad would put Bailey's in his, and I knew my dad's Sprite was not the same Sprite that I had.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.